On Saturday, shoppers across the nation celebrated local businesses with credit cards in hand. Reports indicate a record 112 million customers shopped on Small Business Saturday nationwide, marking a 13% increase over 2015. Let's continue our conversation about the holiday shopping outlook in South Dakota with Nancy Savage. She's owner of Child's Play Toys in downtown Sioux Falls. Nancy, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
You just came off of Small Business Saturday. How did it go in downtown Sioux Falls?
It was so busy down here. The streets were full. People were coming out to support local businesses in our downtown and I think throughout the whole city.
Do you see a lot of the same customers on Small Business Saturday that are your friends that you've sort of developed relationships over your years in business? Or do you see a lot of strangers who are coming out and trying Child's Play toys for the first time?
You know, I see a little bit of both, but this Saturday it felt like it was a lot of familiar faces, people that specifically made an effort to come out and support the small businesses that they know. I mean, it really warmed my heart. So many people came in and gave me hugs, and it happened to be our 7 year to the day anniversary of that we opened. And so I look back at those 7 years and how things have changed and how Small Business Saturday really has made an impact on my business.
Tell us a little bit about your shop and where it was 7 years ago and how it has changed since then.
Well, when I opened, I just had toys and books as well. And we had a small selection of books, and we have grown and grown and grown. After 2 years, the space next to me opened up, and I added clothing, and that's kind of expanded into a baby section as well as the clothing. And then we've added more books all the time. As my daughter has gotten older, I've added books for the older children as well, lots of chapter books, and we just have had so much fun. The streets, you know, I look back, I looked at my numbers from my busiest day that I've ever had, and every year it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and this Saturday was the biggest day that we've ever had.
Have you talked to any of the other retailers downtown about how their day was as well?
Yes, everybody that I've talked to and all the, you know, I follow most of the businesses on Facebook. So many people, you know, put posts out there on Facebook how grateful they were that people came out to support their small businesses. And I did hear from other people as well that it was the best day they've ever had as well.
How important is community and networking and connection among small business owners?
So important. It's you know, I really feel like our downtown is a neighborhood, and you know, it's getting bigger and bigger all the time as far as the expansion of our neighborhood and people coming from all different parts of town. But right downtown here, we are, you know, neighbors, and we care about each other, and we want everyone to do well. And you know, we always I always think the more down here, the merrier as far as businesses go. It just gets busier and busier. When I opened 7 years ago, you know, Zambros, of course, had been here for years, and they've been a staple in our downtown. And there weren't very many retailers 7 years ago. And you look at that 7 year span, and I see how many new businesses have opened and are succeeding, and have been open for a few years or longer. And then that in turn, you see the foot traffic outside. There's more and more people. My niece moved here from Pier just recently, and she walked down the street and said, "Boy, it sure looks like New York City." And I thought that was the cutest thing on a Saturday night, the lights and the people, and it really did have a pulse to it.
Downtown Sioux Falls has become its own city in some ways, sort of numbers-wise, too. I think I talked to Darren Smith with the Washington Pavilion. He said it's like the second largest city in South Dakota based on population, if you looked at it that way. You've been part of that growth.
Right, and I have loved every minute of it every day. I love walking in the doors of the store, and it makes me happy, and it makes me happy that the customers, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the people that come back, I've made lots of friends through Child's Play Toys, met lots of people, and it just continues to grow. And, you know, my daughter is friends with a lot of the people that we, you know, met through the store. And so our world has opened up a lot more because of it.
You started on a Friday after Thanksgiving 7 years ago. That must have taken some guts. What would you like to say to that woman who took a chance 7 years ago on a pretty big venture, I'm guessing?
Well, you know, you got to follow your heart, and you obviously need to have a plan. But there were, you know, many times that I thought about quitting, and I just kept pushing forward and being positive. And, you know, I think that's the main thing is I pictured myself 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. I pictured what it would feel like, and that's been the best part about it is seeing that actually come true.
Nancy Savage is the owner of Child's Play Toys. They have toys, books, and children's clothing. They're in downtown Sioux Falls. Nancy, come back before the last Saturday before Christmas, because apparently that's the biggest shopping day of the year. And give us some last-minute gift ideas, would you please?
I would love to. Absolutely. Thank you, Lori.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.